You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They have called an end to pesticide tests being conducted on 36 beagles at a laboratory in West Michigan. You'll recall last week, the Humane Society released findings of its undercover investigation of the Charles River Laboratories in Mattawan. That lab had been hired by Corteva Agriscience, a division of Dow DuPont, to force feed a fungicide to the dogs and meet a test requirement set by Brazil. At the end of the test period this summer, the dogs were to be euthanized. Well, that has now changed. Katie Conley is VP of Animal Research Issues for the Humane Society of the United States. Katie, when and how did you get word that testing is going to stop on these dogs in Michigan?
Well, we actually were alerted by a Corteva Twitter tweet last night, and we immediately applauded the company for making this decision to stop poisoning the 36 beagles with the pesticide. And now we have reinforced that we want to work with them on now getting the dogs out of the laboratory and into loving homes.
Katie, do you have any idea whether Brazil gave a clear word to Dow that it no longer required this kind of testing for this chemical? Or did Dow just simply accept that they could get a waiver from Brazil and end the testing?
I cannot say with certainty what happened. I would reinforce that we believe we had all the information we needed prior to yesterday to get them to make this decision. So something changed that made them feel comfortable moving forward. Certainly the public helped move this more quickly in the right direction. And we're thankful for all the public support, all the listeners who weighed in. And now we had a great outcome, and we're focused now on getting the dogs out.
To that point, when you've intervened in things like this before where animals have been the subject of this kind of testing, I mean, we'll just remind everybody that these beagles were being force-fed this pesticide. Do they have an expectation of having a healthy life, these dogs, or do you have to do some testing and see?
Well, with any kind of case like this, you would do a proper veterinary exam to make sure they are, in fact, healthy enough to go into homes. We're looking forward to getting to that step. And, you know, there are plenty of examples of dogs who've been retired from research and testing laboratories and go on to thrive after their life in the laboratory. And that's what we want to see with these 36 beagles. I slept better last night knowing they weren't going to be getting that pesticide today, but I will sleep a lot more soundly, and I know a lot of other people will, when we know that they are out of the laboratory.
You're talking right now to a lot of listeners in West Michigan who are in that area. For someone listening who might want to give a home to one of these beagles, what might be the step? Should they call their local Humane Society?
Well, right now we're just asking people to thank Corteva for making this decision and to work with us on getting the dogs out. Right now, we're not sure what their plan is or who should be asked for specific adoption questions. We just want them to work with us and get to that step where we can tell the public, in fact, what they can do in terms of adopting animals.
Katie Conley, Humane Society of the United States. Katie, thank you for the update.
Thank you so much for having me.